I'm Roman White, WRPR News. In the 1960s and 70s, Trenton, New Jersey was a major contributor to the East Coast jazz music scene. Performers and fans would travel from nearby major cities such as New York and Philadelphia to enjoy the sounds of saxophones, drums, trumpets, and pianos play in harmony with one another. Trenton music producer and former jazz musician Scott Miller recalls the music scene in Trenton that he was once in love with.
There were a lot of jazz clubs, like hole-in-the-wall places, like the Mill, not like a hole-in-the-wall, but a small place like the Mill Hall Saloon. As far as I can remember, it's been like a ghost town around here, serious lack of music venues. In more recent times, you know where the Conduit is? It's where the Social is now?
Yeah, over by
right the next arena. To it, there was a place called the Conduit Nightclub in there. I think they closed in, not that long ago, 2004, 2005, like about 10 years ago. They had like a stage, it was a venue, they could fit like 500 people in there, and they had a nice bar, and that was like the last venue they had that was in Trenton that had like decent artists come through.
Since the music scene has changed and buildings such as the Conduit on South Broad Street and Maxine's on West State Street have closed down, the music scene has noticeably died down. However, one bar has stayed open through all the changes and still, to this day, hosts jazz performances for residents to enjoy. The Candlelight attracts a good number of jazz fans each week despite its location on Passaic Street, located in the crime-ridden part of the city. The Candlelight Jazz Lounge is a bar that music fans say has survived the steep decline of the Trenton economy. Scott agrees.
Row is like the only local venue, and then you got the Candlelight Jazz Lounge, which is really important, even though it's not like pop and trendy. The Candlelight is a hole-in-the-wall bar. But very good people go there. White, Hispanic, and black people meld quite remarkably in this little shitty area of the city with these used car lots. They're probably scrubbing down stone cars. And, you know, Passaic Street, it's terrible over there, you know? But the Candlelight is freaking amazing. You go there for free on a Saturday between 3 and 7 p.m. before it gets dark, and you hear world-class jazz that you'll be paying $100 to hear in New York City. Like, and the players have been doing that in there for like 30-some years every Saturday. And they have a free food buffet, too. Mm. It's like really remarkable. Might even be the only time the club is open now. Because they've got a few shootings and shit down there. It's getting a little sketchy. But Candlelight is like a rare, very fragile Trenton institution that you would love it. Like, if you enjoy listening to live musicians, you can go down there and just listen to some music. And you'll hear like crazy talented people. And everybody only gets paid $100 a head to play there. So even if you're a touring musician that's going to play the Kummel Center or the Blue Note, you're only going to get paid $100. Yeah. But they come. People come. Like all these, you know, really, really good players, mostly from Philly and New York. If you like instrumentalists and you like hearing, like, top-flight jazz, that place is amazing. You know, it might just disappear one Saturday. And we'll all miss that, you know. So people in the know that are, like, my age and older, regardless of their race, know about the Candlelight, and they go there, but the place doesn't get the support it really needs. You know, it's amazing. It's like our pizza places. People won't say anything about them until they're gone.
In between two auto body shops on Passaic Street and across from a small creek that runs from Passaic to Perry Street, you'll see and hear the Candlelight Bar and Lounge from outside the establishment. On Saturday nights, this small Trenton establishment turns into 1920s New York City.
I'm here at the Candlelight Bar and Lounge where the jazz music is now underway. Let's take a listen.
I spoke with a local band that performed tonight about their experience playing jazz music.
So what's the name of your guys' band?
This is the Vince Ector Quartet.
Okay, and how long have you guys been playing together?
collectively or individually?
Collectively or individually as well.
Individually for at least a decade, right?
We
know each other since the 90s. 20 years, probably. 15 years, maybe. Yeah, probably just as long as you, too. 15 years, yeah.
But as a band, about 2 hours.
2 hours, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How does that work? How do you guys know? Do you play off of each other? Or?
We do. We know the repertoire.
We play off of each other.
Yeah. we have music, you know, we have CDs also. We send a CD in advance and the music.
I am.
We heard CD this time.
The owner was not available for an interview as he was helping bartend for the overcrowded speakeasy, which alone shows that this Trenton gem is not going anywhere anytime soon. I'm Roman White, WRPR News.